Starting from VTT, of course, we do have the system. It's the key system. The VTT, you can see here, is the at our heart of the system. There are people working there. They are in the working hours of the research center. They are looking what's going on. The footage is also recorded, at least stored for at least 2 weeks. So if there's something bad happens, if there's an accident, we can record it and we can deliver it, for example, to the police. If there's a calamity abatement situation, we can also transmit that signal to the proper institutions, but also we have invited the police and the Coast Guard to our premises also to be the observers of what's going on. We use the VHF communication to inform the captains, the skippers, if we are asked, if it's required from their side. That's the difference, for example, from the maritime world. VTS center in Szczecin, there's also for the maritime part of River Odra, can give the direction to the captains, and they need to follow, they need to oblige. We can only give the recommendation if asked, but still we do that. So we communicate, we deliver information. If something wrong happens, we can send our people or inform proper institution like police, like Coast Guard. And we do have the DGPS corrections already mounted. The whole stretch of our area that we have the system there. So meaning right now it's 250 kilometers, another 200-300, depending on the financial restriction, will be delivered in next 2-3 years. And all the stretches will be equipped with IES, a base station, will be equipped also with the additional devices that send this differential signal in order to fine-tune the accuracy of the positioning of the vessel. For us, it is crucial, and the devices are not so expensive. If you think that you need to have communication, so already, if you need the communication, dedicated communication, you need to put the mast there. If you have the mast, if you have all the documentation there, mounting one or another device, it's not a problem. It's not the cost.